Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, folks. I am your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my good friend, my host, the global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Professor Vernet, I'm fantastic, man. Again, every time we get a chance to do Civility 360, I know we're going to better the world. So I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, they know the deal. Civility 360 truly is your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. And what I really, really enjoy, Sir Clyde Rivers, is this. How many people understand that impacting the world is not something that could be done alone? Today's topic is the difference in civility.
Wow.
The difference in civility. So let me tee it up really quickly, sir. In this day and age, everyone is trying all kinds of things. They're chasing after success. They're chasing after finance. They're chasing after relationship. They're chasing after dreams. They're chasing everything. But what they fail to realize is that the difference is in civility. How do you feel about that statement? Let's talk about it today.
You know, as you walk through life, at some point you realize you can't do it by yourself. And this is the big thing that I tell people. You never know. You're just one person away from your dream evolving, from your dream taking place. But if you mistreat people, you have no idea when you're missing your deliverance. Are you getting me, Doc? So, you know, in my life, I've been in places where I met people. I had no clue that that person was a key component to my life. And if I would have missed that opportunity, I would have missed destiny. And that's why hating people, treating people bad, that's not going to benefit you. And Doc, we have a world now where that is predominant. What are your thoughts, Professor?
I totally agree with you. It is amazing. You know, being in the military for 20 plus years, you come in contact with all types of people. I'm talking all walks of life, backgrounds, you know, understandings and everything. But the one thing that you really, truly understand is that differences is not a bad thing. Differences is not a bad thing. Now, in your mind, when you hear the word differences, immediately, what do you go to? You think of people who are not the same. You think of a separation, if you would. But in actuality, what we should be doing is embracing differences. And why is that? Because just like what you said, you have no idea how someone else is going to impact your life. If you could script your life, watch this. If you could script your life, you still wouldn't do it as good as the maker, as the creator has created you to be. See, you can try to manufacture your life, or you can let your life be manifested by your creator. Mm. And when we think about that, you don't know whom you're going to come in contact with. You don't know what they are going to be able to do in, with, and through your life. And you don't do things simply because you're looking for someone else to do for you. So when I think about differences, when I think about different people, different places, different desires, different needs, different wants, I begin to say to myself, I simply want to be used by God. Mm-hmm. I simply want to allow God, my creator, my maker, to actually press any and everything out of me for the benefit of the world. And now many people look at that backwards. Well, if it's the creator and the maker, Sir Clyde Rivers, who's pressing you for the benefit of those around you, for the benefit of those who you may mm-hmm. never see, then it's not bad. But if you're seeking after everything that you want, now you've reversed the cycle. See, you were created. Watch this. What happens when you squeeze and press olives? You get olive oil. What happens when you squeeze and compress grapes? You get wine. What happens when you squeeze and compress any fruit? You begin to get what it was made for, and then it is good to who consumes it. Mm. So when we look at differences in civility, number one, let's do this. What is civility? Operating in love, kindness, and respect. Operating as you've been made, as you've been created to operate. So when you are pressed, love, kindness, and respect should come out of you.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I'm reminded of a word that I received years ago that said, when the squeeze is on, what's in you will come out.
Wow.
And that, my friends, is what we're discussing today. The difference in civility. Talk to me, sir.
See, and you know what? As you're speaking there, two things hit my mind. Looking at life from a biblical worldview. And on this show, we look at life from a biblical worldview. Now, other people may have different views, and that's okay. We're not here to make you believe like us. But we're telling mm-hmm. you, if you don't function in civility, the world can't function right. Mm-hmm. What it is this. How does civility work with differences? When I see a person that's different, that doesn't believe like me, and hear this, it's the most normal thing in the world for people to be different.
Yes.
So different is normal, but it's not considered normal. People are always, that guy think he don't believe like me. Okay, great. That's normal. So if someone doesn't think like you and they think different, then how does civility act with differences? What it does, it says, I may not understand, but I'm willing to hear you out. Mm-hmm. And then if we don't agree, I can say, I have a different view than what you have, but I don't hate you. Mm. I don't hate you. And I'm going to do everything legally to help push what I want. And you do the same for you. And yes, this is the way that we have to learn to teach people how to engage, because you have no idea what that small policy that people are actually fighting for. Well, someone that you hate may be the answer to solving your problem and not the policy you're fighting for. So it's people helping people. That's the key to life. Dr. B, yeah. I think about how many people that I have a different view of in the world that have empowered my life. I have all faiths. I work with Muslims. I work with Hindus. I work with everybody. And you know what? they make my life better. And hopefully I make their life better because they have a gift from God that's greater than where they were born, than where mm-hmm. they were raised. So mm-hmm. I'm working to help people all over the world, and I work with every culture, every faith, and guess what? We get along and move life forward to help others.
My. Listen, when we talk about can we all just get along, I know that that is a statement that has been heard from many different lenses and aspects in life. But could you imagine a world where we all actually got along? Could you imagine a world where we all coexist? Could you imagine what all means? Mm. You see, God loves all.
Yeah.
A-double-L. That means there's no little pieces or sex here or whatever the case may be that he doesn't love.
Come on.
God created 7.8 billion people. Every one of them have value, and every one of them has been created for a purpose, with a purpose. Mm. The key to difference in civility is tapping into the mind of God, seeing people for who he created them. Our issue a lot of times, Sir Clyde Rivers, is we've traveled the world and we've met with so many different types of people, is that we find ourselves trying to be God, trying to rename or to give a nature to someone or to something that we don't have authority on. So this show is about the difference in civility. Find love, kindness, and respect. Find a way to exude that in all things for everyone. And when you do that, God is well pleased. And now what we have to ask ourselves is what is causing us not to see through that lens?
Wow.
Because we must eradicate the thing that are causing us to have blinders on and not be who he's called us to be.
Wow.
The world needs to see from the lens of civility. Come on, talk to us.
Man, that is so ironic. I just wrote down the word change the lens. Change the lens. Because what happens is this. Anywhere I go in the world where you allow people to be dehumanized is where you have conflict. If someone thinks they're better than another person, that's where the disconnect and that's where the divide takes place. Because if you think you're better, just think you're better, you're not going to value the input you get from the other person.
Come on.
So
now.
This is where the power lies. Is when I can look at you and say, I know there's intrinsic God value in you. So we have to change the actual lens of difference being wrong as difference being, wow, how can we work together and benefit humanity? Because and 7.8 billion people with unique gifts look at everything through a different lens. Everything is looked at through a different lens. Now, watch this. Do 7.8 billion people with different gifts are going to look at everything through their lens. I learned in this season, Professor Burnett, I've learned that my logic doesn't have to be logic for somebody else.
Come on now.
And you know what? And I'm telling you, man, and sometimes in conversations, I've had to back up from pushing my logic onto another person that has had a totally different experience. Because what it comes down to is just really think about this. Just really think of this. And you mean to tell me there's only two schools of thought in America? Left, right? I beg to differ. I say there's so many more schools of thought in this country because there's so many more giftings. And you know what? Law doesn't change hearts. Only God changes that. And that's where differences, you got to have a heart change, not just a law change.
Man, that is so, so good. Looking at the heart change, let me ask you this question. For those of you who are listening, tuning in, watching the show, my question is, what are you willing to give up to go up?
Oh, man.
What are you willing to give up to go up? Because the old way of thinking, the old way of doing things, oh, this is how we've always done it. Just because that's how it's always been doesn't mean that it's right. Mm. And that's where we come and we're at a paradigm shifting. That's where we begin to see as we talk from another lens. That's where your speech now has to transform and change. That's where your mentality now has to grasp for something greater. Difference in civility. Mm. Let me share two words with you. When you hear these words, I want to know, what do you see? And then what do you think? The first is love. The vision that may come into your head may be a heart. The second is compassion. And the vision that may come into your head may be hands wide open. But when you put love and compassion together, what do you have? You have civility, my friends. Love is an action word, just as civility needs to be performed in action every single day. You should never have to guess if you're loved. Because it's an action word. All you have to do is check the actions. You should never have to guess, is civility prevalent? All you should have to do is look around and see love, kindness, and respect in action. Are you hearing what we're saying today? There's a difference in civility. If you are on a job, on an organization, you're working with a group, you can immediately feel if civility is present. And when there is no civility, that you should also be able to feel. So what are we doing this year, the year of the difference maker? What are we doing to change the paradigm? That's what you're listening to right here, right now. And you play an important part. Most people, Sir Clyde Rivers, are waiting for someone else to do something. Mm. But difference makers make things happen. So today you have the opportunity to shift your household, to shift your community, and to shift your state, country, and region. But it starts with you standing up and changing the standard. What are your thoughts, sir?
Wow, that what you said is so powerful. I keep hearing when you were talking, what can an individual really accomplish by themselves? If a person thinks they're the sum total of all knowledge, what can they really accomplish by themselves? You need other people's ideas. You need other people to physically do the work. You need all these things. So no one can really live by ourselves. So we really all need differences. We all need differences because we can't live by ourselves. I can draw a house, but I can't build it. I can turn my key in the car, but I can't create it. It took all these. So as people really look at the world, just watch this here. I wonder, just catch this question for a second. I wonder how many people have things that they use every day that were created by people they hate.
Come on now. Oh, and man.
How many things do you have? Do you eat? Do you go to that was created by somebody they hate? So that difference in that other person, that gifting has something they need. So how many people have no clue what they're setting on, what they're driving, what they're living in, what they're putting on their back as clothes? They have no clue if somebody that they hate produced what they need. Over to you, Professor.
Listen, folks, I hope that your mind is actually starting to expand. I hope that you are hearing what is being said and taking note. Do you know what it takes to hate someone? Mm. You know how much energy it takes to physically hate someone? Where does hate come from? And why does it even exist? If you are different than who I am, whether it's the sound of your voice, the inflection when you speak, the way that you look, where you come from, whatever your pedigree is, what you look like or don't look like, do you know how silly it is for me to look upon someone who is different and judge? Because difference in someone else may be what God is going to use to change you or to help you or to get you out of something. You see, when I think about the annals of time and the creators and the inventors and the people who have lived this life before us, you probably could not have lived in a different dispensation of time.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to let that sit in for just a moment.
Wow.
You who were born just 10, 15 years ago could not have survived in the 1920s, 40s, 50s, 60s, right? The time in which you were created is what you're here to impact. And once you get that, you bring with you the knowledge and the understanding from your time. But you expand when you start to, watch this, search other dispensations of time. When you learn what happened in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, when you gather information and you search and you seek, now you begin to have a heart for other times. And what also happens is your mind expands and helps you to have compassion for others. I want you to pick up what I'm actually putting down. Can you imagine those who are millennials and beyond living in a day and age when there was no technology? But we're asking those who lived in that time to just comprehend what's going on right now. Difference. The difference is in civility. Now, what we should be doing is embracing where people are at and allowing our histories and our DNA to collide so that we can truly get a revelation and understanding on how to press and move forward. This is the year of the difference maker.
And
what that actually means is we're going to have to take off the old mind and open up our head so that we can get new revelation. When you get new revelation, you can go further, you can do better, and you can open up for new generations to come behind you. Talk to me, sir.
As we're nearing our close, difference in someone else is a solution for someone else. So just because an individual doesn't like the difference doesn't mean the difference isn't a solution for somebody else. And this is why it's so important that we understand difference isn't wrong. And Dr. V, the actual book that we just put out called Differences, this book, people, will help you understand. And you know what? Let me tell you. The one that gets the understanding will not be manipulated any longer. When you really get knowledge in something, now I can look at things because I understand what it is now. So people that don't agree with me, I can hear them now. Doesn't mean I'm going to change, but I can hear them and not be offended because they have the right to be different. Different doesn't mean everybody sees like you.
Come on.
Difference means they see like them. And in this season, I learned this big time. I learned that common knowledge to me may not be common knowledge to another person. And you know what? And that helped free me from saying, wow, those people are, he's this, he said that. She said, no. They have a different view. And that's okay. I'm not going to hate them because they don't believe like me. And you know what? And watch this, Dr. V. In a nutshell, my God is bigger than any issue that we're facing.
Absolutely.
So I don't have to turn to hate, and I turn to God.
That's it.
And he brings the peace.
Yes, yes, yes. Man, that's phenomenal. That's it. That's it. Matter of fact, there's nothing else to say. Folks, you already know the deal. Right here on Civility 360, we are bringing you the best of what we have to offer. Why? Because civility truly is the engine that drives our world. And we believe that. This is not just some saying that we say. We truly believe that when we put civility in action, when you find civility, influence, and action being your deliverable, your driving force, you can't help but to change the world. So remember this, the difference is in your civility. Blessings, peace, and civility to you all.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.